On behalf of Bishop Kelly, Bishop Sante, Bishop Carroll, all of the priests, the sisters, the brothers, the seminarians, I'd like to wish you all a very blessed and holy Easter. The epistle for the first Mass of Easter, the Mass of Holy Saturday, is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians, chapter 3. Brethren, if you be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Mind the things that are above, not the things that are upon the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ shall appear, who is your life, then you also shall appear with him in glory. And the Gospel for the Mass. Let's take it from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28. In the end of the Sabbath, when it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and coming, rolled back the stone, and sat upon it. And his countenance was as lightning, and his raiment as snow. And for fear of him, the guards were struck with terror, and became as dead men. And the angel answering said to the women, Fear not you, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord was laid. And going quickly, tell ye his disciples that he is risen. And behold, he will go before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I have foretold it to you. That's far the words of today's Holy Gospel. You seek Jesus who is crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Words taken from the Gospel, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, my dear faithful, is one of the most glorious feast days of the Catholic Church. The ceremonies of Holy Saturday are highly symbolic, and they are composed of four parts: the blessing of the new fire and the Paschal candle, the 12 prophecies, the litanies, and finally the celebration of the first Mass of Easter. The fire symbolizes the divine nature of Christ. The lighting of the new fire represents the resurrection of Christ. It symbolizes the return of the fire of life to his dead body in the tomb. The blessing of the fire is followed by the blessing of the grains of incense. The grains symbolize the spices that were purchased by Mary Magdalene and the other women, in which they brought to the tomb Easter Sunday morning, hoping to anoint the body of Jesus. These blessings are followed by the procession into the darkened church. This procession with a lighted candle represents three things. First, the coming of Christ into the world. The church is in darkness. Before Christ came, the world as well was in darkness. This darkness disappeared when he came. Our Lord said of himself, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness. And secondly, the darkened church represents the darkened tomb where the dead body of Jesus lay before his soul returned for the resurrection. Our Lord died upon the cross. His created human soul was separated from his body. And thus he really and truly died. For death is the separation of the body and the soul. His soul descended into hell, not the hell of the damned, but the place called limbo. Our Lord went to limbo to announce the good tidings of salvation to all of the saints of the Old Testament who were waiting for the gates of heaven to be opened. While he was in limbo, his body was placed in the darkened tomb. On Easter Sunday morning, his human soul returned to that tomb. It entered that tomb. His soul then entered into his dead body. The two were again reunited, and instantly his body came to life. In this way, Christ raised himself from the dead. The third reason for the church being dark is to show the darkness in the minds of the apostles after they abandoned our Lord on Holy Thursday night. For after our Lord was arrested that night, Not only did the apostles flee from him, but St. Peter even denied him three times. So the darkened church represents a triple darkness. The darkness of the world before the coming of Christ, the darkness of the tomb before the resurrection, and the darkness in the minds of the apostles before the return of their faith. As the procession enters into the darkened church, the deacon carries the reed, the triple candle. And one by one, these candles are lit, and the fire symbolizing, as I said, the divinity of Christ. The deacon sings the words, Lumen Christi, which means the light of Christ. The darkness begins to dissipate. And thus we see represented the threefold enlightenment of the world, of the tomb, and of the apostles. Now the Paschal candle, before it is lit, symbolizes the dead body of Christ lying in the tomb. In the candle there are five holes representing the five wounds of Christ. During the blessing, five grains of incense are put into the five holes in the candle. The Paschal candle is lit thus from the new fire. Once lighted, it represents the risen body of Christ. It represents the risen Christ. The other candles in the church are then lit from the Paschal candle. These other candles represent us, the faithful. For we receive the light of faith from the light of Christ. And thus we receive the fire of love from the fire that burns in his sacred heart. In the ceremony with the Paschal candle, the Exultet is sung by the deacon. The Exultet tells of man's fall from grace and of God's love for man. In this beautiful prayer, we read the words, This is the night which, destroying the chains of death, Christ arose victorious from the grave. And further on we read that it would have profited us nothing to have been born unless redemption had also been bestowed upon us. And we thus rejoice in the fact that Christ has redeemed us. The 12 prophecies follow the Exultet. These tell of the famous events in Bible history, such as creation, the flood, the passage through the Red Sea. Prophecies are followed by the litanies. In the litanies, we call upon all of the saints of heaven to help us. And finally, we come to the first Mass of Easter. It is celebrated on Holy Saturday because the Church, as it were, cannot wait. And filled with anticipation, she begins the celebration of Christ's resurrection even today. And thus we offer to the Eternal Father our very own Lamb of God. Very soon we will approach the communion rail to receive the one who is the very bread of life, to eat our Paschal lamb, to receive his body and his blood, his soul and his divinity under the appearance of bread. This sacrament unites us with Christ our Lord and is thus a pledge, a promise of everlasting life. We therefore have much to be grateful as we begin to celebrate Easter. We have the true faith, the true Mass. We have the very Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So as we receive him in Holy Communion, let us offer ourselves to him as he offered himself entirely for us. We give ourselves to him by submitting to his commandments, by avoiding sin, by resisting temptation. And finally, let us implore the help of his most holy mother in our journey towards heaven, where her Son, the risen Jesus Christ, will satisfy and fulfill all the longings of our hearts. May God bless you and give you a blessed and a happy, joyful Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you.